Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 89. My name's Turner Sparks in New York City.
My name is Miguel Kaplan here at the Barcelona, Spain airport.
On the podcast today, we have Andrea Rosali. Andrea, Cap, we're going to get to what you're doing in the Barcelona airport in just a minute. But Andrea, I'm very excited about this episode. We recorded this a few days ago. Andrea was at, she is in Singapore. She's from Singapore and she's a makeup artist. And she was inside, she was at the whole Trump Kim summit on the inside. She saw not the inside of the meeting, but the inside of the picture taking. And she was there for the whole day, beginning to end, as it all happened. We got to talk to her thanks to our listener, Dom Mills, who connected us with her.
Yeah, world peace might have, world peace laid in the balance of her makeup brush.
It did, yes. So I'm excited. So she's going to be on in a minute, giving us the whole breakdown of what happened that day from her perspective. But Kaplan, before all that, what are you doing in the Barcelona airport?
Yeah, so I've been in Spain for the past week, and you know, I was in Mallorca for a wedding, and then we came through Barcelona, and we realized we never got around to recording this podcast, so we had to do it from the Barcelona airport, and I got here. I flew in. On Ryanair. Have you flown Ryanair before?
Ryanair, the budget airline of Europe. As far as, no, we did a story about them one time, of the people who banged in the bathroom. Of the, or no, in the seats.
Right. And I got to say, I have a newfound respect for those people. They are flexible because the seats are so close together.
Yes.
It had to be like, it's really like if you sit on someone's lap, you basically are banging. I mean, it's going right up. But, and the airline's great when you check in. It's the only airline I've ever seen where there's a sign at check-in that basically announces that you could be kicked. They have reserved the right to remove you from the flight if you're if they deem that you've had too much alcohol. So we got into Barcelona and I had to race to find a spot to record with you. But I realized first off that I had to get my bags from the Ryanair to then go, you know, to recheck in. I'm a Norwegian Air going to America. Have you ever flown Norwegian Air?
I have not, but I assume it's a step up from Ryanair.
I don't know. I haven't been on a plane yet, but they both. There's this thing I'm noticing with the European discount airfares where they make you, they charge you like an insane amount of money to check your bag if you didn't do it ahead of time, which I did not do.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wait in a huge line of like unruly euros to get to the front of the line to check in. And then in both places, then to check your bag to actually do it, you have to then go to another booth to pay.
Oh, my gosh.
Like you can't pay it. You can't pay at the register here in Europe. They don't have that feature. It doesn't matter how late, like on the way here, I was like in a major rush to catch the flight. They didn't care. So you have to go to another thing. And I'm in a line at Norwegian Airs, and I'm literally in a line where one person is freaking out because their flight was canceled. Another person's passport was stolen. Another person lost their passport. Another person had their bag stolen and needs the police. And they're all like trying to fight with me that they're more important than me. And I'm like, I got to pay for this baggage fee because I got to record a podcast, people.
We got podcasts to record.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I had to find a spot. Like, you think, like, oh, I'll land, we'll go record, but I got to find a spot in the airport where I could just yell on my phone. And so I'm, like, pacing around this giant airport, going through duty-free shop, going to this. I found the perfect spot here. I feel very at home. It's the indoor playground.
I thought you could go into, like, the smoking, like, den, you know, where everyone just smokes cigarettes in the airport, and they just don't care. They're like, screw cancer, who cares? I need a cigarette. But then I was thinking, since you're in Europe, there probably isn't even a den. You can probably just smoke in the airport.
That's one of the things I've noticed about Spain is like people smoke everywhere. Like, I mean, it's jarring to be at a restaurant and there's like cigarettes coming out. And, like, my favorite thing was when we got on the Ryanair flight going to Mallorca from, we were in Marbella, And it's one of those airport planes. You have to board outside, you know, which is, I think it's a cheap airplane feature where you don't board inside. So I like it because you feel like the president. You get to like go up the steps and like turn back and salute everyone or wave Nixon style. But I noticed that these Spanish people get on and just like literally you have like a minute and they light up cigarettes. Like they need to smoke.
Wait, on the plane?
The walk. It's like you're walking from inside to like, you know, to get onto the plane.
They get one last cig in. On the tarmac?
On the tarmac.
That's legal?
I don't think they enforce the rules. I remember when we were in Spain taking a train to Valencia, we were in the no smoking section. And there are people puffing on the reds in there.
It's so funny. I think that's the case. Like all the budget airlines in Asia do the same thing. Like if you're on a real airline, you board like through you go down on the ramp, you know. But then if you're on a crappy airline, they park like a mile out into the runway, and then you just have to like avoid planes, like dodging planes that are taking off to walk out there. You're right. It's a rich man, poor man thing. Like either like the poorest of all airlines do it, and then the president does it, and that's it. No one in between. All right, we'll save some of it, Cap. Save some of it for Lost in America. Let's do some shows. First of all, tonight I'm gonna be at New York Comedy Club. I'm there with Kung Fu Comedy. Come on out tonight. And then fast forward to July 11th. This is a big one. Stand Up New York. We got DC Benny confirmed for the show. DC Benny, hilarious comedian, is going to be on the show along with Donnie and more names to come. Get your tickets now. Cap and I will be there July 11th, 8 p.m. Stand Up New York. Get him at standupny.com. Cap, should we get to Lost in America? Lost in Spain, sure. I should say?
Sure. Play the music.
Play the music. All right, we're back. Kaplan, you are lost in the Barcelona airport this week. You've been lost in Spain all week. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm getting extra lost. There's a bunch of kids that show up in this playground, so I got a moving spot here. It is a shady move
to be a guy by yourself, like just hanging out in a kid's playland.
Yeah, I hope they don't understand English. Or otherwise, maybe they'll become new fans. So I hit the ground. I've been, you know, in Spain. I've been in the coast, like doing I think they call it a deuce bag tour. I get to feel like a hedge fund guy. They're out of my comfort zone. Different kind of trip. We went to Marbella, Spain first, which I learned is kind of a mix between it's like the Emirates crowd. A lot of the oil money guys. They take over all summer. They come in on boats and whatnot. And then it's like a mix of that and like the British Jersey Shore, I'd call it. Like,
Emirates, like the sheiks from the Middle East.
Yeah. Sheiks. That's the word.
God, like the Iron Sheik.
It's Iron Sheik, all of his posse. They take over the place apparently. So it's a beautiful. So yeah, that, but then it's like British, it's like a mix of like British girls in like the most trashiest outfits ever. And like older dudes and like packs of like, they're probably younger than us, but they look really old. I don't know. They're all gray.
Is this a beach town, or what is it?
It's a beach town, yeah.
In Spain. Do they all go to Spain?
In Spain. I think it's because they got to get out of England, right? I think all the Brits come down to Spain, and that's where they go. It's like Florida for them.
It's like they're Cancun.
They go to Florida. Exactly.
It's like people go to Cancun in America, and they don't even nest. I think half of them don't even know they're in a different country.
Yeah, and you get that same effect where, like, I wouldn't even speak Spanish the same way in Mexico. You just speak English.
Yes.
You know, where it's like everyone speaks English, and you don't even get that part of the brain that makes you try to speak Spanish because you don't even have to. And then I walk in, and the first thing I see is like a gluten-free bakery is next to our hotel. I'm like, what? This is really, the world's really all becoming Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn goes everywhere now.
Brooklyn travels. And there's a lot of like British couples, older British traveling partners, we call it, who are like, I don't know, obesity is really, we have to stop saying it's an American thing. It might be an English thing. There's a lot of fat British guys on the road traveling to Spain. I'm gonna get a fight in this airport, but I don't know how loud I'm being.
Get louder. I want no one in Barcelona is going to care.
But yeah, and I had, hey, one note on the wedding that gave me kind of a billion-dollar idea that I wanted to run by you, because I think it's up your alley.
Yes.
Is that they had a friend of them, the couple, it's a Swedish couple, a Swedish bride and an American groom, and they did the thing where they had a friend be the officiant. And the friend did a really good job. Like, he gave a nice heartfelt speech with some good humor and everything. But it got me thinking that, like, this is going to be a great gig side job for comedians. Like, we got, like, Joe Schaefer out there, like, selling electricity or whatever. So you need to start, like, offering your services at wedding, because people don't want to do religious wedding officiants anymore. They want to have, like, a friend.
Cap, so I got news for you.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I'm
ordained.
By
the power invested in me by the Church of UniversalLife.com, I can pronounce people man and wife.
Did you do that just for someone specific, or did you do that because you know you're going to cash in, because this is the trend?
No, I did it specifically. I've already done two in my life, and if anyone else needs it, let me know.
And I think the key is you got to be, like, the comic's got to be hired months in advance so that he can almost, like, blend in. Like, you offer your services where you can almost, like, hang out a few times so people think you're actually friends, because then it adds an even nicer touch. You're like, you can tell, like, you can fake it. I don't know. Different levels of the program, I think.
Yeah, it's like being hired as a temp.
This is my fun. Yes, it's like, this is my funny friend. Then it doesn't even feel like you went, yeah, I got a comic. And then people realize later, oh, wow, your friend is well-known podcaster, Turner Sparks. So
yeah, and then you add gravitas to the wedding because celebs are showing up.
Yeah. Maybe we should offer our services to submit some.
I think it's a good idea.
One question. I'll have to get ordained.
Yeah, get ordained. It's $50 online. It's pretty easy. I can send you the link. And then they ask you two questions. They go, do you swear to uphold the values of the Church of UniversalLife.com? And you click yes. And then the next question is,
yes.
Will you submit your credit card for $50? And then you say yes. Well,
oh, all right. I didn't.
All right. You seem like kids are yelling in the back. Are your kids with you?
No, the playground's filling up. So it's probably a good time to get to the guests.
All right. So your kids are not with you, Teddy and Ruby?
No, I left them home, so this trip is fantastic. That was the key to this. You could send me anywhere. I could be in North Korea right now, or could be anywhere. It'd be like, great trip, enjoying it, very peaceful.
All right, Cap, yeah. We will see you when you get back. Ince is an app. You can get it in the App Store. It's up to 5-minute audio recordings. It's spelled ENSE. That's it. Get it. Cap, get to our guest.
I'm going to have some thoughts in the airport.
All right. Let's get to bring Andrea in. All right, we're back with our guest, Andrea. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Welcome. It's so good to be on the show, finally.
I know, all the way from Singapore. This is very exciting for us.
Yeah, this is our longest distance interview ever.
Yeah, we've...
I know.
Okay, so we've already told our fans about, our listeners about this, but you, this thing we were all watching, now this will be a week ago, because it's coming out a little... this thing we were watching a week ago on TV where Trump and Kim were shaking hands and they signed some stupid document that we talked about last week on the podcast. You were there.
You witnessed history.
Yeah, we had one of our listeners, Dom Mills in Singapore, shout out, recommended that we talk to you. You saw it. You were there for all of it.
I was there. I was in the building and I was in the location and I was just hanging out. You know, doing makeup and stuff.
Okay, so
she was in the room where it happens.
Let's back up. So, how'd you get there? How'd you get to be in the building?
Well, I was actually booked to do makeup for the reporters and the journalists, and all the reporters is the same thing. And you know, they fly around and they go around to do the interviews, and it's a breaking news event. So I didn't know what was going on, and I just ended up there, to be honest. And even with this job,
So you're a makeup artist, is that right?
I am a makeup artist.
Based in Singapore,
and to be honest with you, when I got the call, I did not know that it was for the summit. I knew it was for a big event, and I knew it was for newscasters. and for a journalist, but I didn't know that it was for the summit. And I think I've told you how I got the job. It was so random. And I didn't even know I was going to be at the summit. I was like, what is the summit? You know, because I'm not a political kind of person. I don't follow politics. So when I got there, I was like, what is this summit thing? And they were like, it's a thing. It's a for world peace. I'm like, what's going on in the world? Like, why? What's going on?
They pitched it to you?
You didn't know what it was?
No. I mean, come on. I keep up with the Kardashians, not with politics. Right. Come on.
So she knows about Alice Johnson, whatever the person that Kim was trying to get part
of. Yeah, I knew about that. And I was like, oh, Kim. You're my spirit animal, Kim. You
know, do you know which basketball player Chloe's dating now? Or?
Well, I know she was with Tristan.
This is amazing.
Like, he cheated on her.
Wait, or Kendall? Wait, do you know who Kendall Jenner's dating now?
I thought she was with
you.
Ben Simmons. Do you know him? No.
So you didn't know. Yeah, so you didn't know what was going on.
I had no clue. I took the cab and my I was doing this job with another makeup artist, and she was like, I'll see you at the Singapore Flyer to collect our passes. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. Let me call a cab. I'll see you in an hour. And I went there and I was like, where are we? And I was like, what is this?
You didn't know until you got there?
Well, I was like, this USA summit thing. And I'm like, what is this? And she was like, it's the thing for Trump and Kim. I'm like, Kim Kardashian? And she was like, no, the North Korean leader. I'm like, oh, Kim Jong-un. Yeah. And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, so what are we doing here? Like, are we doing that makeup? She's like, I don't know. And yeah, and I didn't know much about the job because everything was just so up in the air, you know. And after I got the passes and on the day, I just winged it. And apparently by winging it, you get to be in the same location as where historical moments happen. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, your next assignment's going to seem like a real letdown if it's just like some wedding or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now
it's just going to be like boring, basic, you know, basic bitches in the house, you know, nothing special.
So they didn't tell you?
Not really. It was very brief. They just called me and they were like, we need makeup and we have journalists that need some freshening up on the day. You just have to follow us around. Yeah, like, you know, reporters, you know, they're going to be on camera for live TV and we're going to do a few live shows. We're just going to do some interviews. It's just going to be cool and chill and easy. Yeah, there was nothing chill and easy about that.
It wasn't chill
and easy. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. I mean, the world was going wild. There was people from all over the world in Singapore. You know, reporters from all over the world. They just flew down for that event, specifically for that event, you know. And this whole event was happening as I was holding a makeup brush. And I'm like, what's going on?
So,
you know, what's happening? Just hanging out.
Wait, are you from Singapore originally?
Yes, I was born here.
You're born in Singapore. Yes. Was this a German? Yeah. It was a German TV station. Is that what it was? They hired you.
TV station that hired me, yes. And
so how did the day start?
Okay, the day started off like this. I had a client before I went for this job, and I was freaking out about what I was going to wear, what's new.
You got to look good for Trump.
I kind of copied the Kim Kardashian look because I have dark hair and tan skin as well. Yeah, so I was freaking out. So I did the whole lady suit blazer thing that, you know, Kim did. And, you know, if I had I had the opportunity to take a photo with Trump, I wanted to look like Kim Kardashian. I mean,
when Kim Kardashian met with Trump a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, like she was standing up when he was sitting down. And I was like, I'm going to recreate that look.
I love that picture made it around the world, by the way. That's amazing.
Even so in amazing. Singapore.
I didn't realize you'd get that. Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm going to be the Asian Kardashian. It was cool. And Yeah, so I had this long black hair and I had smoky eyes just to meet Trump.
So then you start out the day by, you're working with these Germans, right?
Yeah.
And then how close did the, because you said that you were right there when they signed it, is that correct? Or when they shook hands?
Yeah, when they shook hands. You know, there was one footage of them, you know, at this location outside where there was like flags and stuff. So I was there all the way. I wasn't like really, really close to them. I was just, you know, I was at the back. But I could see them with my naked eye. I could see what was going on. Everyone was looking through a screen. I could see what was going on. So, but it was really strange because I never thought that I'll be present in such a big, you know, event in history. And it was just, I was just standing there with my makeup brush going like, am I really here right now?
And how short was Kim?
He was, I don't know, he was really far away from me.
Okay.
I could see him, but he was not that close, but he was kind of short, yeah.
Fatter?
He was shorter than me.
Who's fatter, Trump or Kim?
Kim. Like, there was no neck.
And how big were Donald Trump's hands? Were they giant? You saw the handshakes.
Were his hands?
Yeah, his hands large or were they small?
It's a
big source of contention here.
In America, it's a big debate. Trump says he has very large hands, and the rest of America thinks they're pretty small.
They are pretty small. They aren't that big.
We've solved that.
And from where I was standing, yeah, he just looked really. One thing though, he looked really pale.
Oh, you know, who did his makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea who did his makeup. Maybe he didn't have makeup.
Mm.
Yeah, but he looked really pale because, I mean, we're in Asia, you know. There are a lot of bronzed people in this country.
True. Yeah, so. I was just there a couple weeks ago, and I was definitely the whitest person in Singapore.
The whitest person
you were,
ever.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
And
yeah,
where was, sorry, go ahead.
It was at the Capella Hotel.
The Capella Hotel. Okay, and can you explain what that is to us?
Okay, let me give you the 101 about Singapore.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Capella Hotel is on this island called Sentosa. So Sentosa Island is a man-made recreational island where there's few beaches on that island. And there's obviously a few hotels, resort hotels. And the Capella Singapore is one of those hotels. And the reason why I think, you know, the summit was chosen to be held there was because it's away from the main city. So the security there is a bit higher. And yeah, and it's a really cool hotel. And
so do you have to go to, like, is there a one bridge to the island?
Yes, there's one bridge to the island.
Got it.
And yeah, you have to drive in. But I think the island was off limits that day. I'm not too sure about that.
I would imagine.
What was the security like as far as, because I mean, I obviously we have the Secret Service, but Kim Jong-un is very paranoid. He had people checking the toilets in Singapore to make sure people weren't stealing his stools.
He brought his own shitter,
I think. He brought his own shitter, that's what it was.
So that they couldn't steal his poo.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you heard this, but he brought, so they couldn't steal it and then test it and then figure out, like, if he was sick or not.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if the make, I mean, people, you know, were they, like, because I don't know what you could use your makeup brush to, some sort of weapon or do something. So
yeah, what kind of security did you have to go through?
Well, for me, I had to go through this thing called accreditation. So I had to submit my ID and stuff to get like a pass. And this pass is like really high security pass, and there is like a barcode and everything. So, and as long as we show this pass, we can actually get through, you know, a lot of things.
So you only had to show your ID?
Yeah, we had to show my ID.
Pretty easy.
I mean,
it is pretty easy. There were a lot of security just hanging out, you know, all around the areas.
Was it like an airport? You had to go through like, was there TSA or
metal detectors?
Could you get pre-check?
I didn't get pre-check, to be honest with you, because it was an outside event, and the reporters were like, you know, being filmed outside, So I think if I actually went into the building where the thing, where everything was being signed, it would have been a lot more, you know, high security checks. And we had the passes and they knew we didn't have weapons. So, like, I think it was fine.
And what do people in Singapore think about this? That it's happening in Singapore?
Well, for me as a Singaporean.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know.
You don't have to speak for your whole country.
Speak for the whole country. You're a representative.
You can speak for yourself.
I don't know. For me, it's just, it is what it is. I'm like, it's kind of cool, but sometimes I think, why Singapore? You know, it's like, it's a small dot on the entire map. But a lot of Singaporeans are really happy because a lot of Americans do not know where Singapore really is.
I was actually going to say that. I was going to joke that, like, this is a huge sect of America probably now knows where Singapore is. They probably never heard of it or thought it was part of China.
It's like when they had the thrill in Manila.
Yeah.
The fight, was it Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
And they found that Manila, they're like, oh, that's in the Philippines. Oh, okay, we know where that is. Now, this is the summit in Singapore. Do they call it that?
Yeah, summit in Singapore, that's a good name.
Did I just come up with that, or do they call it that?
In Singapore, exactly. It's like, it has a ring to it, doesn't it?
It has a good ring.
And it has a good ring, and it was because everyone thinks that Singapore is part of China.
Do they really?
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I think that a lot of people probably
do. There's a lot of people, you know. I mean, I travel around and I have friends from all over the world. And sometimes you meet tourists who ask, like, you know, is Singapore part of China?
Wait, they think they're in China when they're in Singapore?
No, when they meet her.
Not really.
When she travels.
When you're abroad.
I meet these people. Yeah, when I'm abroad, yes. And they're like, where is Singapore? Is it part of China? It's so exciting. And we're like, we are
so
not
exciting.
Part of China.
So exciting.
You know?
Have you been to America?
Who would you? Sorry?
Have you been to America before?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts? What's your experience has been?
Don't hold back. You can give us your real opinions.
It's cool. You know, it's America.
Yeah.
You know, what else is there to say?
That's our motto.
It's cool. It's America.
It's cool. It's America. I will say, I watched the whole summit. And,
you were glued to your TV.
I was very compelling. To my wife, Yaya, she tuned out in like 5 minutes.
Did you enjoy that video, that like promotional video?
I walked out of the room I was watching it. I went out of the room for like 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. I come back. My wife's watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You know what? I would trust all those women to negotiate denuclearization over Trump. I got to be honest.
But
they would get shit done.
Here's
not a fight.
They had like Asia experts on CNN who, and I say experts in quotation marks, whoa, Andrea. They were saying, this was their expert like analysis. They were like, oh, it's, the reason why it's happening in Singapore, this is a big advantage for Kim Jong-un because it's in his time zone.
Right, home court advantage.
Yeah, and they were like, Singapore, very close to North Korea. But no, it's not. It's like at least 6-hour flight away, 5 hours.
Korea is not nearby at all.
It's not even anywhere close.
No.
And they made it seem like it was right next door.
You know what? Because anywhere where Trump can't get a good taco bowl, he's a little out of his comfort zone.
These were the Asia experts on CNN.
He wanted to get out of there fast. I think they're right. But
I think the Asia experts thought it was in China as well.
Oh, probably. I mean, you can't.
But you know, you know that these Asian experts, they're just self. They might be just self-proclaimed Asian experts.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Well, that's what Turner's a self-proclaimed Asia expert.
Yeah, are they even Asian?
In China for 12 years.
Have you been? So, where were you?
Are they even Asian?
She's asking if you're Asian.
Are those Asian experts even Asian?
No, they're white people, of course.
Oh my God. White people who think that they know Asia at the back of their hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you born in Singapore?
Yeah, I was born in Singapore. I was raised here, and I didn't always live in Singapore, though. I lived in Europe for a little while, and I'm back this year to live in Singapore again. And yeah, just hanging out here, you know.
In your experience of going around the world, which peoples do you think need the most makeup to look decent? As an expert in both travel and...
You're asking who's the ugliest people?
Who are the ugliest people, I guess I'm trying to say. But what do you?
I don't know. I personally feel everyone has their own beauty. And
oh, wow.
Very diplomatic.
Very political.
You should be at the summit.
Yeah, you should work at the summit.
Oh, I'm totally made for this summit thing, aren't I? they picked the right girl for the job. But anyway, yeah, so I feel like everybody's beautiful in their own way. And I don't know, like, everybody needs makeup. I mean, how can you not wear makeup? I'm wearing makeup right now and I'm in bed.
Really? You know? You just woke, it's 10 o'clock in the morning in Singapore right now.
How do we do that TV show without having a makeup artist on staff? We gotta call them and reshoot that.
It's because it's public broadcasting. They're real hipsters. We did a show which is coming out in September for
America's state-run television.
Yeah, it's PBS is what it's called, and they didn't have a makeup person.
No, I mean that we should have. Our agent should have argued for that.
I went in naked.
Agent, I mean, we call them up, cancel that whole project. We gotta reshoot. Can you come to America and do our makeup for us?
We might need you on payroll.
On our next TV appearance.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can do that for you.
Or no if we problem. Do a live pod in Singapore, we should do that.
We should do a live yes. podcast from the Mary Lyon Comedy Club in Singapore.
Or from this hotel exactly. where the summit happened.
Yeah, we could do it at the Summit Hotel.
We could work out.
I've been to that hotel so many times where the summit happened. And I had no idea at that point. It's super nice. It's like a colonial building, you know, colonial layout. And I had no idea I was going to see Trump over there.
Well, it is. Do we know, Andrea, do we know how they picked it? I honestly don't know.
How they picked the location?
I think he asked Dennis Rodman, where do you want to go party?
How they picked Singapore.
Well, I was asking some of the reporters, and they were just saying things like they wanted to pick somewhere which is really safe. That was the most important thing, because it's two of the most important world leaders right now. You know, God. Meeting up for that.
Kim's an important world leader. That's it. I mean,
that country.
Yeah, well, he is kind of controversial. Everybody knows Kim Jong-un.
He is kind of controversial.
When I was in Denmark, they were like talking about Kim Jong-un all the time. But, you know?
You're right. Were they pro or against him?
Any press is good press for Kim Jong-un.
In Denmark. How do the Danes feel about Kim Jong-un? Were they pro or against?
No, they're against him. No one likes him.
Well, I don't know. She's saying
sure
it's controversial.
They are. They just think
that implies
they think that he's a joke sometimes.
Yeah, he is. What do people in Singapore think of Kim?
I don't know. Singaporeans are just so neutral about everything. They just want to be politically correct most of the time.
I think the politically correct thing is to be against him, though. I don't.
It really is the Switzerland of Asia.
If you can't take a stand against someone who starves his people and has gulags, I don't know where you're. But
yeah,
he's very talented, though. I will give him that.
He is. But in Singapore, people are a lot more neutral. And yeah, like you can see it. That's why everyone likes Singapore. You know?
I actually loved it. I love being there. I've been there, I don't know, at least 3 or 4 times now.
Yeah.
And I go every year to do comedy. And... Mm-hmm. It is very relaxing, especially compared to the rest of Asia. Like, the rest of Asia is fun and exciting and crazy.
Yeah, it's familiar over here, and you can get so many things. You can get European stuff over here.
Yeah.
There's so many American food chains.
Yeah.
You can get Starbucks. You can get Burger King. You can get
It's
chicken,
like,
whatever you want.
Can you sit in Starbucks?
It's all over here.
When I was there, I was saying it's like where, like, if you live in Asia, it's where you go to, like, when you're just done with, like, you want to almost not retire, but like when you turn 40 and have kids,
right?
It's like moving to the suburbs,
right? Singapore's the suburbs.
Singapore's the suburbs of Asia.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, it's not really a suburb.
Good schools.
No, it's a city, but I mean,
heard from another guest, they have good schools there.
I mean, it's safe. It's nice. They have good schools. Like Americans move to they move out of the city when they want to have like kids and settle down, and like they want it to be safe and clean,
like not so. Like, it's not the hood. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not the hood.
So that's probably...
Is there not a hood in Singapore? There's no bad areas?
I mean, there are bad areas, but not many. I mean, the crime that goes on down here, it's not high at all.
Right. The Cannings will do that, right?
I mean, yeah. And the thing is, with a huge event like this, there's a lot of security. And, you know, Singapore, they're always really... tip-top with their security. That's why it's so safe all the time. It's like Disneyland, you know. It's like the Disneyland of Asia.
Oh,
that's that's exactly what it is. It's like the Orlando, Florida of Asia. It's like a planned community.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I understand. Yeah.
It's
so,
perfect. Like when you, from the airport, you're just taking the cab, you know, to wherever you want to go, to your hotel. You can just see, like, the trees are all pruned and trim, and the roads are amazingly clean, and everything is just so perfect.
Andrea, I'm going to tell you that when we started this podcast 88 weeks ago, this was like an America-China podcast, but it's quickly becoming an America-Singapore podcast.
I think we're
Singapore.
Yeah.
Singapore's winning. We've had,
seem to talk about Singapore every week.
We've had a number of Singaporeans. We had Ronnie Chang on, who's a Daily Show guy who went to high school. He's on the Daily Show in the United States, but he went to high school in Singapore. He grew up in Malaysia. We had Faka Fuzz. Yeah. Now we have you. This is really, we're building.
Somewhere else. Yeah, it's
cool. Like the Singaporeans are taking over.
Maybe the president listens to the pod. And,
we had Dom on the pod.
Dom.
Dom. He's not Singaporean, is he? He's Australian, right?
He's Australian, but he's an adopted Singaporean. He lives. He loves Singapore. And
Singaporean at heart.
Did Trump and Kim, do you know, did they go around Singapore at all? Like, did they go to the
sightseeing?
Yeah, did they go to the casino? Okay, so, or what's the place?
Kim did. I'm not too sure about Trump, but I know that Kim
Kim's a big party.
Did,
he's a millennial.
And he was like, yeah, he was.
He's a
millennial.
I actually heard that. I was watching like CNN or something, and I swear to God, they said like he was out and about. You know, he's a millennial. He likes to, and I was like, they
a
just
millennial?
Refer to him as a millennial,
wait,
as if millennial
selfies or something.
There's millennial. No North Korean millennials. No, millennial depends on what country you grew up.
I know
in.
It depends on having parents who spoil. Well, yeah. It's a whole thing, but they actually referred to him as a millennial, and that's why he likes like something. He likes to get out and about, and
So they did go out. You said, Andrea.
He did go out. I think there was some news about him going to the infinity pool. And
infinity
the
pool. Basement.
Yeah.
Did all
there
the water flow
pool.
Over when he jumped in? His
no,
big
no.
Fat
the
ass?
Infinity pool is this. So MBS is this really iconic hotel in the middle of the city. Because it's super high.
Wait, which hotel?
Marina Bay Sands.
Oh yeah, Marina Bay Sands. It's three buildings, and then on top it's like a boat. They just put a boat on top.
Like a surfboard.
It looks like a surfboard. Yeah.
Do you think they like?
Yeah, it's like.
So he went there.
He went there and he was just hanging out at the infinity pool.
He
know,
went
like,
the pool at the top.
Yeah, he went all the way to the top.
I've been in that pool. I've been in the same pool as Kim.
I hope he didn't take any craps in the pool because people will be swimming around.
He probably did.
No.
But do you think, like, you know, like you go to like some restaurant in America, I'll go to like this little pizza, and they'll have like pictures on the wall of like famous people who have been there, or the picture of them with the, or like a newscaster.
You never
or something.
Know.
Do you think like these people at that hotel took a picture with him?
Yes.
And like Rocket Man.
I think so.
Come on.
Why not? Yeah. And, I mean, it's Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Of course they did.
The ultimate, the best selfie ever.
It's not like. It's not like some celebrity on TV or something. It's like a world leader.
It's not
everybody
Kim Kardashian. This guy's serious.
Yeah, this guy is like this guy is next level. It's not Kim Kardashian. It's Kim Jong-un.
Oh my God.
No, you're right though, Andrea.
This is a very alt-middle take here.
It's Andrea, you're totally right. Who was there was some Singaporean government leader who took a selfie with him, and then I saw it caused like a commotion a little bit in Singapore. They were like, wait, should we be doing this?
Yeah.
Was it the mayor?
Like, look, he's a millennial. His Instagram feed needs it.
I don't know who he was. Like, do you know what? Do you know what his name was?
No, I'm gonna have to look it up later and send it to you. But
I haven't seen that selfie though, because I was so busy working and stuff.
It's some politician, some Singaporean politician was like, "Oh shit, it's Kim."
Might be the prime minister.
Maybe he was the prime minister. It was just a guy. He was probably like 50 years old. He had gray hair. He had a. Just
yeah,
like,
I think you're talking. You might be talking about the Prime Minister of Singapore. So yeah, he was the one that sort of like, you know, gave the AOK on this whole summit thing.
What did the reporters? Did you hear like the reporters that you were working with? Did they have any tidbits on what their thoughts on North Korea or the whole situation?
Well, one of them was the cameraman.
Oh.
To be honest with you, and he was. He has been working for German TV for a long time now, and. You know, he used to travel and do, like, documentaries and stuff. And North Korea was one of the locations. And I was asking him, like, so what's up? What's going on in North Korea? You know, tell me. But it's strange, don't you think? Like, the North Korean people, you have shots of them looking famished. And then you have Kim Jong-un, who's not famished at all.
Yeah, he's very well-fed.
Right. Well, that's the
thing.
He's a godlike figure, and they think he's just naturally.
Yeah, I think North Korea. Actually, Ye and I were talking about this yesterday. North Korea is like, you know how like Europe was in like the 1400s, where like fat people, that's what was
like
hot.
Mona Lisa was hot.
Yeah, if you're fat, you're attractive because it means you have like money to buy food and get fat.
The thighs.
That's how North Korea is now.
Yeah, he's a big sex. Like,
it's all about the love handles.
Right.
Like,
love handles
so like,
and murdering your.
So like J-U is a sex symbol because he's fat.
Wait, who? Kim?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
He's a sex symbol.
He is a sex symbol. I mean, by
because he's
power.
Fat in North Korea. What kind of sick mind would think that? It's gross.
It is gross.
Turner's got a pretty sick mind.
No, I didn't think it. He was a sex symbol.
Hey, I want to get back to the camera. Why did you have to do the makeup for the cameraman? That seems
makeup
little
on the cameraman. We were just hanging out. Yeah, in between takes and interviews, we were just like hanging out in the media room. And yeah, I just like I was chatting him up, and he was chatting me up, and we were just chilling out, you know, hanging out, getting to know each other better, you know, because we are spending the whole entire day together. I started work at about 10 o'clock that day, and we finished filming at 5 a.m.
Wow.
The next day.
So whoa, almost 24 day. Hours.
Almost 24 hours. So I was hustling hard that day.
If you were to do
maybe
Trump's-
I'll do it.
Trump's makeup, what would you do with him? Because right now they make him very orange.
Oh, my
orange.
God. First of all, I would be like, we got to lose the bronzer.
Lose the bronzer. Okay.
That's a signature look, though.
Yeah, lose the bronzer. And I would just freshen him up a bit, give him some a bit of eyebrows, I think.
Eyebrows.
He has not much eyebrows.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs some eyebrows in, and I don't know, just some color on his face. He just looks really, really pale, you know?
Dude, in America, he looks really orange.
Yeah, I guess
that's. But maybe he didn't have time when he went to Singapore. Maybe he landed and had to go straight.
He was all jet lagged, lacking in orange.
Yeah, he didn't look orange at all on our camera, no, on this, you know, in Singapore. Maybe he felt like he was tan enough. I don't know. Yeah.
And what
he
about?
Was,
would
he was
you
busy
make,
tweeting?
I always wonder what if the hands. They never make the hands match the face. Have you noticed that?
For Trump or in people in general?
Trump, but also like anyone else you see. Like if they want to make Trump's face really orange, they don't make his hands equally orange. His hands are just white hands.
Right. The continuity is a problem. In the
For me, I match the entire body.
Wow, you're the best.
No.
Best of the best.
In the
face has to match the neck and stuff. And wouldn't it be weird if like your face is orange and your hand is really white?
Yeah, or sometimes they're red because they're like, I don't know. They just have like skin problems. What's that called?
Mm-hmm. Leprosy?
Like,
yeah, something like that.
Eczema?
Leprosy.
Eczema. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And what would you do with
but
Kim?
But eczema is like flaking skin. Like rosacea is, you know, like a flush.
Oh.
You know?
Got it all.
Yeah.
And what would
you
do with
talking about?
What would you do with Kim? You know what you're talking about. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking your business now.
Yeah.
And what would you do with Kim if you wanted to make Kim look better?
He's already a
I don't know, just
prize.
Like, he wasn't wearing any makeup, though. You could see that he wasn't wearing any makeup.
He's a man of the people.
Trump was wearing makeup because his skin was so matte, and there was no shine at all on his face. So, it's when you know that someone is wearing makeup.
I mean, the concept of makeup is probably foreign to him. Like, he's not, and he probably thinks like they're like, they could be poisoning him or killing him.
Do they have L'Oreal in North Korea?
There's no, like, selfie culture, as they say. So, there's no, like, they're not used to having to look your best at all times. He just, you know.
He looks like a guy who's been eating his whole life. Like, just pleasure.
Yeah.
Just, like, he enjoys every aspect.
He looks like gout. When he's
he looks like gout. Do you know he ate so much cheese, he has I think he might have gout. He has, like, leg problems.
Those North Korean cows will do that to you.
Yeah.
That cheese.
Andrea, so, thank you so much for doing the show.
Please.
Where can we find you? Where can people, if they want to have their wedding, if they want to get Peace Summit level makeup done.
Yes. How can they find you?
And they want to get that beat on.
Yes.
Peace Summit style.
And we have listeners all over the world. So people are going to be having their weddings in Singapore and Southeast Asia, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Book me. Well, you can find me on Instagram. I have an Instagram account and it's public. So you guys can stalk me as well if you want to. You know? And
we're in.
It's Andrea Razzali. It's AndreaRazali. So you can just follow me over there and just follow me and I'll follow you back, maybe.
All right.
Like,
maybe, I like it.
Yeah, call me maybe. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you. It was nice to be here and so good to talk to you guys.
Next time I come to Singapore, we'll do a live podcast. You got to be on the show.
And do some makeup.
We'll do it live at the Mary Lyon Comedy Club. That sounds like a deal.
Yes, and we can talk about more Peace Summit makeup.
Developments.
Maybe.
All right, thank you so much, Cap. Should we get to the news?
Let's get to the news.
Get to the
music.
News.
One step closer to world peace.
Exactly. That'll be the tale of the episode.
Kaplan, first of all, what an amazing interview.
That was an amazing interview. I mean,
I'm reeling.
I don't know what the great Walter Cronkite is thinking about the idea that journalists now need makeup artists before doing summits. But
I think we're real journalists now.
We are. We gotta change it up. We gotta think about our look.
Enough of these comedians. Enough of these us interviewing journalists. We are becoming journalists.
Well,
who else got a scoop from the makeup artist?
We are journalists. You're
inside
right.
The summit.
We need to get press passes now for things. How do we get that? Like, how do you get a pass?
That's a good point.
Don't
they have free booze for press pass people?
I mean,
you get a cocktail, you get a sandwich, you get a cocktail.
I just know you get in the room where the action's at, and then you can ask the questions.
Hard
hitting journalism.
I'm in.
That's what we do now.
First news story of the week, Kaplan. This comes to us from the local.fr.
What the hell is that?
Yes, it's local. French.
FR.
France has issued an arrest warrant for a Saudi princess on suspicion that she ordered her bodyguard to, in quotes, beat up and kill an interior decorator at her apartment in Paris.
Wow, that's what was the reasoning?
He messed up the interior decorating. I'm on her side. Why these interior decorators? I've had enough of them. I know Randy. I know Randy Kaplan is an interior decorator, right?
She has some
I'm not talking
decorator.
About her. She's a
well,
great
she
one.
She once interior decorated for Weber. And
what, did he issue a death warrant on her, a fatwa?
I think that they almost came to fisticuffs a couple times. I
really?
Think. So there were some disagreements. So I could see, these Saudi princes, they probably, I mean, they take it very seriously. They have they have a little limited amount of space.
Yeah.
They don't have they don't have a lot of money.
They need air conditioning.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't mean to go all alt Bernie Sanders on you.
Alt Bernie Sanders.
But
go
anyone
away.
Who has the money to have an interior decorator is automatically annoying.
Right. So Randy, my wife, had a client recently who was just like a total douchebag, a total pain in the ass, crazy person. I won't use his name. But, I said to her, this is kind of the problem with this industry. I know it's your passion. You love this. But anybody, and I won't say anybody, any guy who hires an interior decorator.
Single guy, for
any
sure.
Any single guy is probably a douchebag, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you got Weber.
100%.
Because like women care about what an apartment looks like. They really care. So a lot of women, they don't have time or they don't trust their own taste, they hire a decorator, that's perfect. But men, they're kind of like being like either, they don't really care, right? They're just like, they want it to look cool for like getting laid or they just want to look cool to impress people.
I guess. I mean, but like women have the pressure of other women.
Right.
Like judging. I don't blame women, I blame other women.
Oh yeah, like when we have people coming over, Randy's like mortified about like, we got to do this and then, and I'm like, well, who cares? They're just coming over, they're friends of mine.
Yeah.
They'll be like offended by our apartment. Like,
but guys never get the pressure from other guys.
No,
I've never had a guy come into my
apartment.
Like
if you were straightened up before a guy was coming over, a friend of yours?
No, I've never had anyone be like, oh, ho, 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 I will not drink a Miller Lite. And
the
watch.
Feng shui in this couch situation.
It's all off. My chi is messed up from even sitting in here. That would never happen. So anyway.
But in Saudi society, I don't think the women get to choose much of the decorations. It's probably usually.
Well, that's why she moved to Paris.
Oh, this is in Paris. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's also odd that the Saudi princess moved to Paris.
Well, they, you know.
I wonder if she's dating Gatsby downstairs from me, the prince of, where did I say
Oh, sorry. So it was a princess the whole time. So I was saying it. I thought it was a guy the whole time.
No, it's a princess.
Oh.
And she wants to murder her interior decorator. I'm on her side.
Yeah. No, I won't be on her side then because that's just crazy. You hired somebody for the job. You got to trust their expertise. You can't be murdering interior decorators.
But as we just
I would love, my dream is for Randy to work for a Saudi princess because they have a lot of money.
Hopefully not.
And, well, not, that's why I want a lesson to be sent. I want this one to get the death penalty. So the other Saudi princes out there will treat their decorators with respect.
You're not going to, I don't want to get all political, but you're not going to kill a Saudi princess. That's the 51st state of the Union, Saudi Arabia.
But this is France. They don't have the same.
Yeah, but they're going to bow to us. Come on, what are they going to do? Next story.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Parents win lawsuit to kick 30-year-old deadbeat son out of their house. This comes to us from the New York Post, Kaplan. This is a story a few weeks old, but I think
we like old news here. That's what the song says.
We love old news. What do you got?
So, yeah, this is a story of upstate New York couple who just decided their unemployed 30-year-old son would not leave the house. They were like, I guess he was like trying to do the old, remember Growing Pains? Like Kirk Cameron was
living. Yeah.
He was living in the, Mike Seaver was living up in the roof. And
that was always my dream.
That was my dream too.
When I was a kid, I was like, I want to be Mike Seaver one day. I don't want to live in the, you live above the garage.
Mike Seaver was my idol forever. Like in high school, he was going, I remember that like part, he went to this party. It was like, don't do coke episode.
Yeah.
But the party he actually went to before they went to the after school special was like the greatest party ever. And I was like, that's what high school is going to be like for me. I was like in like grade school at the time or whatever.
You know what I thought it was going to be is when Mike Seaver wrote the answers to the test on the bottom of his shoes.
Yes, another great one.
And then he aced the test. But at the very end of acing the test, he was so satisfied with himself, he put his shoes up on the table.
Yeah,
gave and then away. The principal or the teacher saw the answers written on the bottom of his shoes.
And then he became a super Christian. Ruined it all. Threw all that away, away.
Downhill.
But this story gives me hope because I want to know. I like to know when like Supreme Court precedents, you know, like gay marriage, things happen. People they cheer. They're like, this is something that could help.
Roe versus Wade. Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah, things that affect you.
Yeah.
So like my kids are very. My son's very attached to me. My daughter's very attached to Randy. So okay. Between the two of them, I don't know how we're gonna get them out of the house one day.
I think they're gonna move to Russia when they're 16.
No, I just think like this future, like millennials live at home right now. Forever.
Do they?
They don't. Yeah, it's like new studies. Like kids that stay at home. I don't even know how people date anymore. They all, like kids like 27 years old stay at home now.
I've heard they don't date anymore. That's what I've literally heard. Because they all live at home. I didn't know they live at home, but I know that they're on the internet. They're on video games on the internet all day. Well, they don't get out there in the world. They don't hit on girls at bars. They don't just nosedive.
God damn, these kids going uphill. Both I used to go uphill to hit on the girls.
And they got no one-liners.
But, you know, so it's only going to get worse. These trends don't reverse.
Okay.
So I feel like by the time my kids are old enough, 30 is going to be like, that's going to be like 15 now.
30 is the new 11.
Yeah. So I'm glad the courts, if I want to kick them out of the house, I'm glad the courts are there.
They're backing you up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're backing up. Because the other day I was like trying to explain to the kids I'm selling them an overnight camp. I was like a few years and.
Sleepaway camp.
Now, I don't know. Did Gentiles, do they use sleepaway camp?
No, absolutely no. Yeah. I never heard of it until I went to the University of Miami.
Yeah, Jews all
and
do
that's
it.
Where it was 50%
the
Jewish.
The Gentiles like their kids more, I guess. I don't know. The Jews.
No. We go to camps, but the point of a camp, it's not the camp. You go to camp because you're doing community service. Like, we went to work on an Indian reservation.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Jews go to camp just to go to camp. That's not a thing. That doesn't exist.
We go to camp to rock climb and play tennis and make out with a girl that we snuck over to their bunk at like in
so
the
we
of the night.
Do all of that, but also you have to do something during the day to earn that at night. Like you have to during the day you have to build an Indian house or you have to it's a Bobby Hurley basketball camp.
At Jewish camps we order the counselors to us for us. We really mean to them. I did go to the Danny Hurley basketball camp though. That's side note.
You went to Danny Hurley?
I went to a basketball camp where Danny Hurley was the star attraction. He
I went to Bobby Hurley.
Amazing. Yeah.
If you want to go back and you can find a 1994 Inside Stuff magazine, you will see Turner Sparks on the cover interviewing, not on the cover, in the insert, interviewing Bobby Hurley at Bobby Hurley Basketball Camp in Sacramento, California.
Oh, yeah. No, I went to the Pocono Invitational Camp, which they say invitational because they do invite some really good players there, like 10%.
Yes.
And the rest of people pay money, I guess. And
what other basketball camps
I was on a team with a lot of good players. The showers are very intimidating.
You were
to me
on a travel basketball team?
No, it was no. I mean, when we played at the camp, I'm talking about.
Oh, in the camp.
In the camp. Yeah, yeah. I was. This was some really good. The coaches were coming by, but they didn't. Nobody offered me a scholarship.
Was Bob Hurley Senior there?
Bob Hurley. I told Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley then was playing for Seton Hall. That's how long ago this was.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the overnight camping. My point, the whole story.
Overnight camp.
My whole point of the whole story is I was trying to sell my kids an overnight camp, and they were like. But why would we want to do that? We'd miss mommy and daddy so much. Who would say goodnight to us? I'm like, oh my God.
Well, they're too young.
I'm too good to my
kids.
I'm too good. They don't.
You got to get him out to Camp Onawana.
Yeah, get him out there.
Camp Lake, whatever.
I got to get more cold-blooded. Like, if you go into the story about this deadbeat kid, they, like, sent their kid, like, a vacate letter. You have 14 days to vacate. We will take whatever actions are necessary and enforce the decision because he would not leave the house.
They got a judge in the middle of it
to
kick him out.
Yeah.
So at what age do you kick Teddy out of the house?
I mean, I think college. They go through college.
Oh, that's fair.
And college is over. Like, Randy, I think, told me
once, after college?
After college, their parents, like, change the bedroom into, like, a romper room or a living or office. Or
oh, but ideally, they go away for college, right?
Yeah, but they can come home in the summer, of course.
I guess if you live in New York City,
they come home in the summer.
Yeah.
But the second they graduate, Teddy's room becomes my office.
Of course. Well, that's what the Sparks
Ruby's
did.
Room becomes
the guest room.
The guest room.
You start Airbnb-ing it out.
Airbnb.
Make a little cash.
Will that still be a thing? So, that's my favorite thing about this story also was that, because I know a lot of people have heard about this, is that the kid sued Best Buy.
Wait, why?
Earlier, his previous suit.
I think you call him a kid. He's 30.
He's 30. Well, he lives at home. You're a kid. If you live at home, you're a kid.
True.
So he sued them for $338,000 for firing him because he would not work on Saturdays. That's it. That was his stand.
Is that a religious thing?
I don't know. Or he just maybe he likes to watch college football. I don't know.
I'm on his side. But why did he want 330?
Very exact number, isn't it?
$338,500.
$500. It's a very specific suit. Maybe he.
I love this guy.
I kind of. This kid's coming here.
Get him on the pod.
So yeah. So I would say to my kids out there, I love you. I want you to do
proud
well in
you.
Life. But you know when it's time, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Go to Syracuse.
You're right. Teddy could be moving to Russia, so I should cherish the times I have with him.
He's gonna go to Minsk. Junior college.
Yeah, you know, this podcast was we recorded while I'm in Spain. Teddy, before I left, you know what he said to me? What
did he say?
He's like, I want to watch the Russia Saudi Arabia World Cup game. So I set the DVR, instructed my mom how to work the DVR because it's very important. He's very excited for the Russia World Cup. He told me, na 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 poo poo, we're in the World Cup, you're not. You, me, America, we're going to win.
Did you tell him that Saudi Arabia is a 51st state, so actually we are in the World Cup?
Little geography. We're really going after the Saudis in this pod. No, but I broke the news to him before I left that USA is getting the 2026 World Cup and that we're guaranteed to make it.
Very exciting.
And he's like, well, Russia will probably win that World Cup anyway. So,
well, by the time this comes out, that'll all already happen.
Yeah, Russia will have defeated Saudi Arabia, I'm sure. Hope you
not
bet
on
it.
My watch. I'm pro Saudi.
Big rivalry game.
A big rivalry.
No winners in that game.
Kaplan, you will be in. You're in.
I'm in Spain. Yeah,
you're in Spain.
As we discussed.
So enjoy the rest of your trip.
I will. Thank you,
Andrea. Thank you for doing the podcast. Everybody, follow her on Instagram. If you have a wedding in Southeast Asia, get her. She's the best of the best.
If you're in Southeast Asia, renew your vows. If you just want to touch up, whatever, go get some makeup. You're ugly.
Cap, what should we do?
Let's get lost.
Get lost.
I want to do your makeup when you wake up. Come on over, I'll make you over. I want to do your makeup when you wake up. Come on over, I'll make you over. Let's take we'll make you a beauty queen. You'll need foundation. You'll be totally flawless and get so much attention. Just like a goddess from another dimension.
We're gonna go full throttle like a supermodel.
I wanna do your makeup when you wake up. Come on over, I'll make you over. I wanna do your makeup when you wake up. Come on over, I'll make you over.
Look at you, girl, in your red hot lip gloss, flipping off the world when you work that head toss.
You'll be a total hottie with the makeover from Scotty.
I wanna do your makeup.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.